The smoke from the Chevron refinery fire that started late Monday has cleared, but the controversy was still hot at a community meeting last night in Richmond. Around 700 people attended the meeting, where Chevron General Manager Nigel Hearn and local government and health officials faced frustration and anger. KALW's Julie Kane was there.
Those of you who are feeling afraid, very quietly stand.
That's Joan Davis from the Richmond Community Foundation. She moderated the meeting.
Those of you who are feeling angry, please stand. Quietly.
Almost everyone in the hall got to their feet. They sat down again to hear from Nigel Hearn, the refinery's general manager.
We take personal, and I take personal and full responsibility for the incident that occurred last night. And I'm really here to respect you and to hear what you have to say and to listen about your concerns this evening.
A long line of people formed down the middle aisle, waiting to speak on a microphone. They were talking about everything from illness and contamination from the fire to racism and economic inequality in the community.
I didn't get a phone call from the response saying that something had happened down at Chevron. I did not hear the sirens until maybe about 7 o'clock, okay? So you need to fix your system so that everybody in Richmond will get it.
Them white people ain't thinking about y'all. Because why? A lot of y'all are black. So what? Let them die. They need to set up a clinic. They need to examine everybody out here. They need to find out the extent of the sickness of people in this community.
I want to make sure that everybody in here, including the people that have not been able to get here, have access to fill out the form. I don't want to see the form on the computer so that people that don't have a computer cannot fill it out. The people that don't have a house phone, that use their cell phone, cannot know where to go.
So the problem here is that when we have somebody that has apologized, when you're saying you're apologizing for something that went wrong, then there's an action that comes after that. The first question I have, what action is going to follow with the apology?
Nothing's getting done. People are shouting over each other, and they turn it into their own political form.
Charles Hawthorne lives in Richmond, about 10 miles from the refinery. He got so frustrated that he left the meeting early.
To me, this was a big waste. Waste of time. They should have more organization, more people to have control of the chaos.
An investigation into the causes of the fire is underway, headed by the California Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Chevron officials say that they will cover expenses for health problems, property damage, and municipal costs associated with the fire. We'll have more on the claims process for local residents on Monday. For Cross Currents, this is Julie Kane.